Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand. Now, let your light shine. Namaste. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Today, I've got a guest with us on the podcast. She is an amazing woman by the name of Marianne St. Clair. Welcome, Marianne, first off.
Thank you, Gloria. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we are glad to have you. This is going to be an interesting discussion today. I know. I can feel it. Marianne is an internationally acclaimed muse and an expert at leading people through the expanded embodiment, multisensory experiences to experience more in life, which is moving them out of their heads and into their sensual bodies so they can reclaim their five essential P's, which I'm going to read here, which is peace, pleasure, power, purpose, and prosperity. I like all of those. That's really good. So Marianne's also an internationally recognized feminine empowerment coach, published author, international speaker, and leader. And she really just helps women in reclaiming their sovereignty in all capacities, sexually, emotionally, financially, creatively. Boy, I'm really speaking well today, creatively and relationally, and has taught these techniques to thousands of people around the world. And I met Marianne actually in your capacity as an author. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, I wanted to talk to you because we've gotten to know each other a little bit, and I'm very intrigued about this program that you do where you really are helping people to get more in touch with their bodies. So how did that come about? How did you start helping people with this expanded embodiment program that you do?
Well, I think first and foremost, it was kind of, it chose me. Yeah. It was, you know, me on my journey. There were parts and times of my life where I came out of my body, and not out of body experiences, but pretty much lived up in my head and got in the doing and not listening to my body. And so when I was in my 30s, there was something that was nudging me internally, and I chose to follow it. And at that time, I went to have a massage and a facial at a spa. And there was a clairvoyant and a sentient person there. And she's like, you need to go to massage school. Mm. And so in following those nudges, I called the school that they told me I needed to go to. It was starting 2 weeks later. I had a five-year-old daughter. There was an opening at the daycare right at that time, and it all fell together. So I started my journey back into the body and getting really, and then I started coaching. And so 20 something years now, I've been a coach, and I've been pairing those two together. And I feel that so often we don't listen to our bodies. We're so much avoiding what's going on and the subtle cues that the body is giving us until it starts screaming at us with some illness or, you know, problem. And then we listen.
Yeah, that's true. And then it gets to be a lot harder to deal with sometimes than if we had just listened to those little nudges, we could have probably corrected the issue a lot faster.
Even not even the issues, but there's a guidance system that is, you know, our body is more than just our temple. It is like this radio receiver, and it's all the time receiving information. And even now, and you read in my bio, the multisensory, there's so much more than just our sight, sound, taste, you know, that there's so much more, the proprioceptors on our skin, you know, when we feel like something is near us or there's danger, you know, we're always receiving something, but it's the more we tune into it, the more we turn it on and listen, the more we come alive and we have so much more available to us to listen and get that guidance.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, I mentioned earlier that the way that we connected was actually through a book that you are a part of. It's a compilation, I guess, with about 12 other women. And it's called Women Standing Strong Together. And it's about sharing your authentic story. So what prompted you to feel called to write for this book?
It was kind of one of those things where, you know, listening to that guidance, it was a nudge. There was a definite, it was time, because I knew it was time for me to get a lot more visible. Mm-hmm. And as the muse, the divine feminine coming forward, it was really time for me to get in the forefront. So in writing this story, it was a healing journey that I didn't even have any idea that I was undertaking. Mm-hmm. By writing this story, I thought that it was okay. I had already done it.
Right.
You know, been there, done that, did the healing, but oh, was I wrong? Mm-hmm. So it was really an internal, yes, you know, answer the call. And I did, and loved working with Gloria, loved, you know, the process has just been magical. So divinely guided that I feel blessed to be chosen. I feel like I was chosen to be part of the book.
That's great. Can you share with us a little bit about, maybe give us a little sneak peek, because the book is going to be going on sale December 29th. So maybe we can entice someone to purchase their copy or pre-order it, depending on when this airs, if it's before the 29th.
Definitely. So the book is, all of us have our own unique journeys and our own unique stories. And through that, we've come to this place of our uncovering, healing parts of ourselves that have gone through traumas, have gone through different points in our life that have sort of, we've disconnected from our most true and authentic self. Mm. And so through all of the stories, we really come back into our fullness of who we are. And each story, one will be about reclaiming your voice. Mine is about reclaiming my sovereignty. Mm. And what I mean by that is reclaiming that I am in charge of my life. I'm not a victim. Mm. I can decide what I'm doing, who I'm around. And when you own that, you come into this place of power and strength, and it's a much more alive place than this place of, you know, just feeling like everything has been done to us. So it's a place of coming and guiding your life, and that's what I help, you know, tell through my story, and I also help to work with people with that afterwards. Mm.
Well, that was a good segue, because that's what I wanted to ask you about next is actually, how do you help people, or maybe even before that is what do people come to you for? What is it that they're maybe feeling like they're missing and that you're able to help them with?
A lot of times, because my work is about sensuality and sexuality, I think when a woman, especially when she feels like she's ashamed of her body, she maybe doesn't feel good in who she is and how she is showing up in the world. Mm-hmm. I really help her to rediscover herself, find love for herself, you know, reunite her with what it is that makes her unique and be able to express it into the world.
Well, that's a true gift to be able to do that.
Thank you. So, yeah. Thank you. I love it. and you know, I work with both men and women. Mm-hmm. The difference between, you know, a coach and a muse, a coach is more the masculine, where we're looking at giving people tools and giving them a way that they can accomplish a goal or get to the life that they want. Mm-hmm. The muse is that tapping into something that is inspired. It's you know, a part of them that maybe they wouldn't gain access to other than, you know, by our connection. Mm-hmm. I get people out to play, and I get them to enjoy more pleasure in their life. Mm-hmm. And when you're having play, things happen as it did when we were kids. Mm-hmm. You know, it's magical. It's not something you can really describe. It's not something that you set out in action steps. It's like that aha moment that pops in when you are not expecting it. You know, when you're not trying to make it or force it or find it.
Yeah.
It's like giving yourself space, mm-hmm, so that you can open up to something new.
Yeah, that's beautiful, because it's definitely, I know when I experience things like that where I have been, either whether it's listening to music, even sometimes that's just, mm-hmm, that sometimes that's fun for me, and then I might be struggling over some issue or writing something and, you know, looking for the right words, and then all of a sudden it'll come to me because I'm not thinking about it anymore. And so it's great when you can tap into, or I guess it is, it's like disconnecting part of the head and maybe connecting more with our hearts and opening up that heart brain. I know they're kind of talking about that. It's sort of, this is, our hearts are more like a second brain for us.
Yeah.
Is more connected with the universe.
Yeah, and it's even our bodies, you know, our full bodies. It's not just I think our head limits us, mm-hmm, because it's like the computer. It has all these programs and memes and everything. Right. And it's in the space. It's in that, as they call it, the dash in between words, you know, right, where you find everything. And we have access through art. I have a lot of my clients do finger painting just to occupy, you know,
yeah,
and really get more, you know, more kinesthetic, more touching,
right,
life. And, you know, you can even take your finger and doodle in the dirt.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, creates that sort of occupies that monkey mind. And then you can feel into something new.
Very cool. Well, what else do you have planned, since we're recording this, we're coming up on the end of 2019. So what do you see in the future for 2020? What else do you have planned, or what would you like to do for your business?
I you know, I'm opening up all the time to expansion, and that's where that expanded embodiment. I feel that this 2020, the divine feminine is just really coming through, and the muse is coming through to bring in all kinds of new concepts, new businesses, so what I see for myself is being on stages and having many fun interaction, you know, play.
Yeah.
Plus a lot of taking, I do what's called the cruise with the muse. Mm. And that is where I take clients on a 3-day to 5-day cruise. And we get out of the norm, right, leave the cell phones and all electronics, and we really engage in the senses. We engage in new smells and tastes, And so when we're playing on the cruise, we really can expand who we are and expand out, you know. So I have my clients drop into their bodies and then expand out. And it's so magical what happens. So between the cruises, speaking, I just want to help more and assist more and more people to live an embodied life, to live a fully engaged, embodied experience rather than just being up in their head trying to meet goals and make more money.
Right.
You know, that I think that's where a lot of people get to, and that's why the money programs, but I think they're missing the essence of life.
Yeah.
Happiness, joy.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, money's helpful, but it shouldn't be the goal. The ultimate goal, yeah, I think, is to, as you say, like live a more fuller life and to have more love and joy in it. And then, you know, the money, I trust, will come anyway, because you're enjoying yourself and you're freeing up that brain to explore infinite possibilities.
So. Yeah. And when you're a higher vibration, you attract amazing things and compared to when you're low and you're trying to, you know, make and create and force. And
yes.
So it's fun to play in those realms.
Well, absolutely. Well, I hope maybe in some part of the future that we could team up together, because I definitely am loving the idea of play and having that in the work that I do with people as well.
I love that.
Yeah. One last thing before I let you go is I want to ask if someone would like to be able to, learn more about you or possibly work with you, where is the best place for them? How can they connect with you?
I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. I am on Instagram. All of them are Marianne St. Clair, and that's MarianneStClair. And you can put .com on that because that's my website also. So it's really easy to kind of, you know, find me all over because it's just me, branding me.
I love it. Yep. I do the same. So very good. Excellent. And I will have all of that in the show notes as well. So that way you can just click on it and you won't have to worry about it.
And they can also, I'll send you my link where they can book a complimentary call with me.
Oh,
so
awesome.
We'll put that down in the links in the comments also.
Great. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. And again, Marianne is in the book called Women Standing Strong Together, which will be on sale December 29th. And I'll actually have a link to that in the show notes as well. And so until next time, I am Gloria Grace Rand, encouraging you all to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.